With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. President Trump held a rally in Rocky Mount, North Carolina last night before traveling to Florida for the Christmas and New Year's holidays. He told supporters that his administration is lowering the cost of many goods and touted the latest consumer price numbers from the Labor Department. Also, that his administration is working to lower the cost of living, which skyrocketed during the Biden administration.
I inherited the mess. I got the prices down, and they're going down still further. Look at gasoline. A lot of areas now in our country, $1.99 a gallon.
There's been a timeline established for the alleged Brown University shooter.
Investigators are learning more about the death of a man suspected of killing two Brown University students and an MIT professor. Claudio Neves Valente was found dead at a New Hampshire storage facility Thursday night.
And I will tell you that he took his own life tonight.
But an autopsy shows Valente died 2 days earlier, Tuesday. The same day, MIT professor Nuno Lorero died at a hospital in Massachusetts. He was shot a day earlier at his home near Boston. Valente and Lorero had attended the same school in Portugal in the 1990s, though authorities haven't said why they think he killed the professor or the students at Brown. I'm Ed Donahue.
The Trump administration has launched military strikes in Syria to, quote, eliminate Islamic State group fighters and weapon sites, all in retaliation for an ambush attack that killed two U.S. troops and an American interpreter, injuring many others a week ago. It's described as a large-scale strike that hit 70 targets in areas across central Syria that had IS infrastructure and weapons. President Trump had pledged very serious retaliation after the shooting in the Syrian desert. In a social media post yesterday, he said they were targeting strongholds. This is SRN News. Operation Christmas Child has shifted now into high gear.
The annual Ministry of Samaritan's Purse has just opened a new 80,000-square-foot processing facility in Baltimore. Volunteers are gathered there to package up millions of shoeboxes full of gifts for kids in the third world sent in by Christians all over the U.S. The goal this year is to hand out 12 million shoeboxes, and the army of volunteers has less than a week till Christmas. The program began back in 1993, and it's been growing exponentially. Michael Harrington reporting.
Faith-based films are gaining traction in Hollywood, with recent successes sparking renewed interest. Angel Studios' animated biblical film David has already exceeded $14 million in pre-sale tickets. The Chosen, a popular drama about Jesus, has grossed over $116 million domestically since Fathom Entertainment began releasing it theatrically in 2023. Studios are recognizing the box office potential of faith-based content. This is SRN News. Looking to ensure election integrity, the Justice Department has gone to court in its new quest for voter information from states that refuse to cooperate.
The Justice Department has now filed 22 lawsuits seeking voter information as part of its effort to collect detailed voting data and other election information across the country. The latest lawsuits have been filed against Wisconsin, Illinois, Georgia, and the District of Columbia. The move comes a week after the bipartisan Wisconsin Elections Commission voted against the Justice Department's request for the information. Rich Thomason, Washington.
The Trump administration is appealing a federal judge's order reversing billions of dollars in funding cuts to Harvard University. The Justice Department filed a notice of appeal late Thursday in a pair of consolidated lawsuits brought by the university and the American Association of University Professors. It prolongs a legal battle that had been going on for some time. More details at srnnews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.